The perfect campsite was a trap. I ran for my life. I need to write this down. I need to get this out of my head and into the world, because I feel like I'm going crazy, and because I need to warn people. I'm an experienced hiker. I'm not one of those weekend warriors who sticks to the paved, well-marked trails. I like the deep woods, the places where you could walk for a whole day and not see another soul. I had a long weekend, so I decided to tackle a remote trail in the state forest a few hours from my home. My plan was simple. Hike in about 5 or 6 miles, find a good spot, camp for the night, and hike out the next day. Standard stuff. The hike in was beautiful. The air was crisp. The sky was a brilliant, cloudless blue. And the late autumn sun cast long, golden shafts of light through the canopy. The only sounds were the crunch of my boots on the fallen leaves, the chatter of a distant sparrow, and the wind whispering through the trees. This is why I do it. This feeling of absolute peace, of being completely disconnected from the noise of the world. After a few hours of steady hiking, I started looking for a place to make camp. I was looking for the usual, a relatively flat spot, not too close to the trail, preferably within access to a water source, and then I found it. It wasn't just a good spot, it was the perfect spot, unnaturally perfect. I stepped off the main trail, pushing through a thicket of ferns, and found myself in a clearing I could only describe as idyllic. It was a perfect circle, maybe 40 feet in diameter. The ground was covered in a carpet of short, soft, vibrant green grass that looked more like a meticulously manicured lawn than a patch of wild forest floor. And the trees? The trees formed a perfect, unbroken ring around the clearing. Tall, ancient oaks and pines stood shoulder to shoulder, their branches interlocking overhead like some kind of a dome, leaving this single, perfect circle of green open to the sky. It was like something out of a fairy tale. A small rational part of my brain registered how strange it was. Clearings and dense forests are rarely so symmetrical. The grass shouldn't be so uniform, so soft. But the overwhelming feeling was one of discovery, of incredible luck. It felt safe, protected. The circle of trees felt like a natural fence, a private room gifted to me by the forest itself. I dismissed my unease as my city dweller's cynicism. I had found the jackpot of campsites. I dropped my pack with a contented sigh and set to work. The tent went up easily, the stakes sinking into the soft earth with a satisfying thump. I gathered some fallen branches from just outside the clearing and built a small, neat fire pit in the center. Soon, a cheerful little fire was crackling away, warding off the evening chill. I cooked a simple meal of dehydrated chili and sat on my log, watching the flames dance as the sun set, painting the sky above the circle of trees in hues of orange and purples. This, I thought to myself, is perfect. This is what it's all about. As true darkness fell, the forest changed, as it always does. The familiar woods of the day became a strange place of shadows and unseen movements. But I was snug in my little circle of light and warmth. I felt completely secure. After cleaning up my cook set, I doused the fire thoroughly, making sure every last ember was out, and crawled into my tent. I zipped up the flap, settling into my sleeping bag, and tried to sleep. And that's when the perfection started to unravel. It began with a feeling. A strange sensation from the ground beneath me. It was a faint, almost imperceptible movement directly under my sleeping bag. It felt like insects. A whole lot of them, moving around just under the tent floor. A low-grade, creepy, crawly feeling. I tried to ignore it. I'm in the woods, after all. There are bugs. I pulled my sleeping bag tighter around me and closed my eyes, focusing on the gentle sounds of the night. But I couldn't sleep. The feeling persisted. A constant, subtle, wriggling sensation against my back. It wasn't painful. It was just wrong. Then, the noises started. They came from outside the tent, from the ring of trees surrounding the clearing. A soft snap of a twig. The dry rustle of leaves. At first, I assumed it was just an animal. A deer, maybe a raccoon. But the sounds were too regular. Snap. Rustle. Snap. They seemed to be moving slowly around the perimeter of the clearing, like someone is moving around me in the darkness. My heart started to beat a little faster. I laid there, perfectly still, my ears straining in the darkness. And then, I saw the shadows. My tent is made of a thin, light-colored nylon. The moon was bright, and it cast eerie, dancing shadows of the tree branches onto the tent walls. I watched them, trying to calm my racing mind. It's just the wind, I told myself. The wind is making the branches move. But there was no wind. The air was dead still. And yet, the shadows on my tent walls were moving. Not just swaying, but actively, deliberately shifting. They were long, thin, finger-like shadows, and they were stroking the outside of my tent. I could see them sliding up the walls, tracing the seams like curious probing fingers. I sat bolt upright, my breath caught in my throat. I grabbed my powerful flashlight from the mesh pocket beside me. My hand was shaking. I flicked it on, pointing the bright white beam at the tent wall. The shadow vanished in the glare. I swept the beam around to the inside of the tent. Nothing. Just me, my gear, and my hammering heart. I turned the light off. The shadow fingers returned, caressing the thin fabric. I was terrified now. The feeling from the ground had intensified. It wasn't just a vague wriggling anymore. It was faster, more deliberate. It felt like 1,000 tiny needles tapping against the floor of the tent from underneath. I fumbled for my flashlight again, my hands slick with sweat, and pointed the beam down at the tent floor beside my sleeping bag. And I saw it. The grass had come through. Dozens of thin, blade-like shoots of the soft green grass had pierced the thick nylon floor of my tent. They were sticking up, maybe half an inch, like a patch of freshly sprouted lawn. But that wasn't the worst part. They were moving. They were swaying back and forth in perfect, horrifying unison. Swish, swish, swish. A tiny, hypnotic, rhythmic motion. They weren't just blades of grass. They were something else. Cilia, teeth, feelers. They were testing the air inside my tent. They were trying to find me. I screamed, then scrambled for the zipper of my tent door, my fingers feeling like useless, clumsy sausages. The sound of the zipper was obscenely loud in the silence. I bursted out of the tent and stumbled to my feet in the center of the clearing, whipping the beam of my flashlight around wildly. The clearing was empty. The circle of trees stood silent and still. For a moment, a sliver of hope, of denial, cut through my panic. Maybe I was hallucinating. Maybe I had finally lost it. Then I turned the flashlight back on my tent, and the world fell out from under me. The tree branches weren't coming from the trees. They were coming from the ground. Dozens of thick, dark, root-like tendrils, the color of wet earth, had erupted from the soft green grass of the clearing. They were wrapped around the tent, constricting it, squeezing it like a giant boa constrictor. The sleek dome of my tent was mishapen, buckled inwards under the pressure. The roots were fibrous and sinewy, and I could swear I saw them pulsing with a slow rhythmic beat, like a network of dark veins. They were pulling the tent downwards, into the soft earth, which seemed to be yielding, sinking. It looked like my tent was being eaten, digested. And in that moment of absolute, soul-shattering horror, I understood. I didn't think. I didn't grab my pack. I didn't try to save my expensive gear. My phone, my wallet, they were all in the tent. A tent that was currently being swallowed by the ground. The only thing I had was my flashlight in my hand and the clothing on my back. I ran. I ran for the gap in the trees that led back to the trail, my feet pounding on the soft, living earth. I felt a strange sucking sensation with every step, as if the ground itself was trying to hold me back. I crashed through the ferns and onto the hard-packed dirt of the trail, and I didn't stop. The run through the forest was a blur of pure animal panic. The beam of my flashlight bounced and jittered, illuminating a chaotic, terrifying slideshow of dark tree trunks, twisted roots, and gaping black shadows. Every rustle of leaves was the creature, its tendrils slithering after me. Every shadow was its gaping maw. I ran until my lungs felt like they were on fire, until my legs were jelly, until I was sobbing and gasping for air. After what felt like an eternity, I saw it. A glint of reflection light through the trees. My car. The sight of that familiar, man-made object was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. I bursted out of the woods and into the small gravel parking area, fumbling in my pocket for the spare key I always kept there. My hands were shaking so violently, it took me 3 tries to get it into the lock. I threw myself into the driver's seat, slammed the door, and locked it. I sat there for a moment, my chest heaving, listening to the sound of my own ragged breathing. I jammed the key into the ignition, and the engine roared to life. A beautiful, beautiful sound of civilization and escape. I didn't look back. I drove all night, the adrenaline coursing through my veins, not stopping until the sun was up and I was hundreds of miles away. I'm safe now, I guess. I'm at a cheap motel room. But I'm not okay. I close my eyes and I see it. The wiggling grass, the pulsing dark roots, the way my tent buckled and sank into the earth. I think the clearing wasn't a clearing. It was a thing. A living thing. The soft grass wasn't grass. It was a lure. The soft lining of a mouth. The perfect circle of trees wasn't a protective fence. It was the rim of the jaw. And I had willingly, happily set up my camp on its tongue.